space. There's a lot of it. Planets. Asteroids. Moons. Stars. All sorts of crap out there just floating around. The cosmos, the stranger it becomes. And the really creepy part is that's where the Earth is. It's time for the IVTU to gaze into our galactic neighborhood and figure out what's what. Welcome to Idiots in Space.
Sounds like the Rio's making some weird noises there, Spencer. Do you?
Oh man,
that's a good thing. I think it's a good thing that we're heading back to Earth.
Yeah, I guess so. Do you know if the weed laws on Earth have changed at all?
I think slowly. Yeah. We've not been gone very long. I think maybe Michigan has like a medical program now or something.
It feels like we've been gone for years.
Canada made it legal.
Huh.
It's legal nationwide in Canada.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Those guys are always the chillest.
Yeah. I mean, pretty soon they're just going to stop wearing clothes and sleeping inside.
Yeah, because that dispensary on Venus, that was pretty sad, I got to say.
Pretty sad. Just a couple sad old sativa strains.
Yeah. And Mars, they don't even smoke weed on Mars.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to grow it there.
It's a bummer.
By the time it gets there, it's so dried out. But we're heading back to Earth. Heading back to Earth in the old Rio. Just for a short stop, though, because you said that you forgot some stuff.
Yeah, I forgot some stuff.
Like, I know that we're going to pick up some toiletries and some things at Costco.
I forgot my deodorant.
You forgot your deodorant and a change of clothes.
Yeah,
and it's kind of a little bit
mainly
of a longer,
weed.
Mainly weed.
Yeah, mainly. I forgot.
We're gonna pick up a bunch of weed.
Yeah, I forgot what else that I forgot on Earth, but I'm sure I'll remember on the way to the weed store.
Are we gonna upgrade the Kia Rio since we're heading farther out? We're heading into the outer solar system.
I suppose it's probably a good idea.
I mean, we could maybe. I don't know, expand the hatchback or fold down the back seat and so we have room for stuff from Costco. I want to get a bunch of burritos from Costco.
Just a bunch of
food.
We're going to live off burritos.
Maybe some like peanut butter filled pretzels.
Yeah.
Soda.
That sounds good.
Just a bunch of fucking life-ending shit.
That's all your main food groups right there.
Right. And I just feel like going to Costco would be a perfect way to like remind us of everything that we love about our home planet.
Really, our space Kia Rio can fly all over the planet, and you want to take us to Costco?
Well, I mean, you want to like go get deodorant at your house.
Well, yeah,
so
that's
I feel like
necessary.
My thing is more fun than that.
No.
And then we'll have like burritos. You're gonna eat some burritos.
I mean,
I'm gonna eat the burritos.
Yeah,
you'll be really bitching about Costco when there's burritos.
Well, you know, I was thinking we could go to like Taj Mahal or something.
Taj Mahal.
Yeah,
that's like a crypt. what are we gonna do there?
We're gonna, you know, fucking look at it.
It's by a filthy old river.
Let's fucking look at it for a second and be like, oh, look at that, and then go back.
We can fly over it. That's what I was thinking. We could maybe like approach Earth as we would one of these other planets on our way in. So we're kind of like not wasting our time just completely picking up like new sweatpants and a deodorant for you.
I mean, that is the main mission, but I see
at
what
Costco,
you're saying.
Costco, we can get the Kia Rio looked at, too. Maybe get it outfitted with some new tires.
Okay, cool. Because I don't know about you, my credit sucks. You know, I can't afford a new space Land Rover, you know.
Yeah.
Shit's expensive.
It's $50 for a membership or something, and then you can bring a guest. So, that's what we're doing.
What?
Yeah. We have to buy a membership. It's Costco, right?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
That sucks.
I always forgot about that. Yeah. Those elitist, elitist bastards.
Well, they know who you are and what you're doing every time. They always know.
Mm.
Yeah.
That comforts me.
Yeah.
That Costco always knows.
Well, we're going there, and you can tell them all thank you.
Awesome.
Let's talk about the Earth though a little bit though first, as we see it approaching in the distance.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah.
It is very nice. It's very flat though. It's not a.
Fuck off. No.
For some reason, it's such a disc shape, Craig.
What? And look at those little lights circling above it. Oh, it's the sun and the moon.
The sun and the moon are really size of.
We've entered into a time warp into lamp. Bullshit universe. It's amazing.
I'm kidding. It's fucking round. I can see it with my two eyes.
It's the number one densest planet. In the solar system.
We're the densest?
Densest.
Oh, did you hear that? Fucking densest. Mars? You hear Mars. That, Mars?
Yeah, so Mars isn't densest. All that. No.
Yeah. You might have a more girth than us, but we're
Mercury
more dense.
Is a little bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Venus is pretty close. So, but
yeah, good
still,
on you, Venus, but still. You didn't quite make it.
It's the third planet from the sun. It's where I keep my stuff. It's not a perfect sphere. Do you know that we're spinning at 10,000 miles per hour at all times? At all times, we're spinning around the Earth 10,000 miles per hour, and then we're traveling through space at 67,000 miles per hour.
Getting a little dizzy.
That's all right now. We're doing all that right now.
Wow.
Yeah. 4.54 billion years old, baby.
So,
that's the Earth,
so
we think.
All this blue stuff, that's water,
that's
right?
That's water. 70%. That's right, Spencer.
Is
it's
that,
water.
Is that what it is?
70% of the Earth's surface is covered with it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Damn. So that's then, like 50-50.
Yeah. It's like, that's like almost half.
Damn.
It's amazing.
It's like almost half.
Yeah.
Man.
And then there's a bunch of dudes that live there. And then there's plants and shit too.
Okay, can you like roll them up and smoke?
Some of them you can roll them up and smoke.
Oh, shit.
Some of the plants you can't.
No,
I mean I think you can all light all the plants on fire, but like yeah, it's some of them smoke better than others.
Hmm. Fire. Yeah, fire's cool.
It's unique in the solar system, as far as we know, in the sense that it has life, of which we are members of that.
Yeah, that's rad. I think everything that's alive is good.
Do you know the three layers of the Earth?
You've got the crust, you've got the dough, and you've got the cheese filling.
No, not pizza. The Earth.
The Earth. The Earth. Oh, fuck, I was thinking about pizza.
And crust in the
How
dough.
How far from Costco
crust
are
Crust in the dough
we?
Is the same thing, even on pizza.
I know, so I was talking about the Earth, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's even more informed. Come on.
You got...
Come
okay,
on.
Shit. All right. You
Eighth
got
grade
the crust.
Science, Spencer.
You got the crust, all right? Then you got the inner crust, okay?
No.
then you've got the mantle.
Okay, mantle. Woo! Then pulled that out. I was not thinking that was coming. Okay, so there's
the
only
mantle,
one more. Only one more.
And then you got the core.
The core, baby.
Yeah. You got the core, and then you got, James
in the very center of
Gandolfini.
James Gandolfini is in the very center in a little bubble.
Yeah.
And the little bubble's full of all sorts of joysticks, and he's just working those fucking things like it's goddamn nuts.
I was picturing more of like a Buddhist
he's
type
not dead.
Thing.
He's not dead.
No, he lives on in the center of the earth.
cussing and working those joysticks as he's keeping it all going. Because the planet's electric, Spencer. There are 66,000 flashes of lightning per minute.
Damn.
That's a bunch.
Per minute around the Earth, there's 60,000.
60,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That you could power a lot of shit with that.
Yeah.
You could. You know, someone should really harness all that energy.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it. I mean, I think that they want to. HARP wants to do that right after they,
right.
you know, drive the majority of the population extinct
yeah.
with their laser satellites.
Right.
Or whatever's
just,
going on.
They can just control droughts yeah. and,
right.
and floods.
That's it.
And...
That's it. That's all they want to do. Just maybe starve California a little bit. Just a little bit. Never mind. so the Earth is constantly recycling itself. It's awesome. That's a really interesting thing about it that most of the other planets start doing is, you know, they're sedimentary. What are the types of rocks? Igneous.
Oh, it was igneous.
Igneous? Yeah, mm-hmm. igneous. Sorry. Igneous?
Igneous. There's...
Sedimentary.
Sedimentary rock.
And everybody's favorite.
Prog rock.
No.
crystals.
and crystals. No, metamorphic rock.
Oh, shit.
That's a
metamorphic
favorite.
Rock.
That's the awesome one.
That is the coolest fucking rock.
But it just keeps going in that circle. Yeah. Igneous, sedimentary, metamorphic, igneous. You know.
I see.
Yeah. Forever and ever. Yeah. Or until we're absorbed by the sun.
So it's basically just a bunch of little fragments getting compacted and then separated
because of
over
what?
And over again.
Why is it always in that state of flux?
Because
two reasons, erosion, and then the other reason?
Jesus.
Space Jesus.
Space Jesus.
To be honest, yes.
Yeah.
Or plate tectonics.
Oh.
Yeah. Those are always crashing shit together and shooting up magma and all that sort of horse shit. And
gotcha.
There you go. That's what keeps it
well,
buzzing.
Well, is magma technically a type of rock? Because it's melted rock.
It's a melted rock, but it would be... igneous rock once it cooled right,
but when it's in magma form it's not considered to be
it's magma. Yeah,
magma
that would be my ultimate doing as an evil villain is to bring all of the magma. You called me ginger for so long. Well, I will send an orange flame.
So glad you're not a supervillain.
Oh yeah, it would be great.
And nobody calls you ginger.
Hey, that's our word. You can't say that.
Nobody calls you ginger.
I got called ginger like 6 years ago.
Oh my god.
Right.
Well, healing takes a long time, but I want you to keep believing in yourself.
It's been hard.
Yeah.
It's been tough.
But speaking of plate tectonics, where do you think the largest earthquake's ever been? Number one of ever recorded. Biggest one.
Oh man, it has to be in like Malaysia or something.
No, that's the wrong hemisphere.
No.
It's in the New World.
Oh, California.
No. Chile.
Oh, Chile.
Yeah, 9.5 was that fucker.
Damn,
that's a big one. Where do you think the hottest temperature ever recorded was?
Death Valley, California.
Death Valley is. Yeah. But there's also disputed, there's one in Libya, El Azizia, Libya.
Yeah, man, I got to imagine that, like, there's so many deserty, arid places in Africa, and
hard. There's nobody out there measuring that shit.
Yeah.
It's just hot.
And, like, really, California? But, I mean, I don't know.
Death Valley's hot, though.
Death Valley
that
is
shit,
hot
that
as fuck.
Shit gets hot.
And they've named it Death
like
Valley.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Where do you think the coldest ever?
One of the poles, right?
Yeah, we learned this on a previous episode of Fake.
Oh, shit. The South Pole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Antarctica. 128, negative 128.
Damn.
And we have a creeping magnetic pole, which is super weird. Nobody knows really why.
Why is
and
it such a creep?
It just moves around. And occasionally it flip-flops. And that's going to change the game when that happens again. So there's two possible tallest mountains, depending on how you look at it. Can you guess what they are?
Everest.
Okay, that's the tallest if you think about it from sea level.
Oh.
But tallest, just tallest rise from base to top in the world, what would you think that is?
Kilimanjaro.
No. From the base of the mountain to the top.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Rather than just altitude.
I don't know.
It's Mount Kea in Hawaii. That's the largest, really? Like, dome-shaped mountain in on the world. From, like, where it starts on the seafloor all the way up to the top of that mountain in Hawaii.
Damn, what are we doing right now? Let's go chill in Hawaii.
I know. What are we doing?
What are we doing?
It's so fucking cold.
Yeah.
It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Where's the deepest spot in planet?
The deepest? I always heard it was the Marianas Trench.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I thought that was also disputed.
I don't know.
Like there was a deeper place. Oh, no, wait. That's just from the shark movie I was watching the other week.
That fiction yeah, stuff creeps into the facts area.
It really does. It does. I don't know what's real anymore.
But that's 35,000 feet under the surface of the ocean.
Wow.
That's fucking crazy. That's fucking crazy.
And I bet that's not the deepest.
That's the longest. 38,000 feet. That's
fine. No, I know, but that's. I bet there's got to exist elsewhere in the ocean, like a deeper point.
Maybe. Who knows? Nobody knows.
Yeah. I don't know if
so far. So far, that's the deepest, baby.
Wow.
That's it. Longest mountain chain. It's not what you think. It's a trick one. It's a trick.
No. Fucking Rockies. I don't know.
Mid-Atlantic Range. If you take away the oceans and you look at that line of stuff that goes all the way through both the continents, that's mm-hmm. the largest unbroken strip of mountains in the world.
Wow.
Kind of interesting. Yeah. What's the lowest spot under sea level that's dry land in the world, do you think?
It'd have to be some plains area. I don't know. I would say either Middle America or...
Well, Middle America is quite a bit above.
It is.
Yeah, quite a bit above.
Oh,
this is, think of Jesus or Scrolls.
Oh, the South, like Louisiana.
No, Scrolls or like... Salty water.
Israel, the Mediterranean.
No, super salty water that you float in. No, that you super float in.
Oh, I've heard of that.
The Dead Sea. Yeah, Dead Sea is the deepest spot. Yeah, that's awesome. Kilauea in Hawaii is the most active volcano, the one that dumps into the ocean and is always going.
What chain is that a part of?
The Pacific Rim. Is that part of it? No, I think it's just a random. No, the Pacific. But it's named after the Pacific Tectonic Rim.
I don't know. I think they got it from Guillermo.
They might have. It's a shared thing. They came up with it together, probably. Because he's a scientist, I think, a lot of the time, that he's not making movies.
That's right.
Yes. And then the most active, the most often to erupt, like a boom type of volcano, is Mount Stromboli. In Italy. It's a real place. Stromboli.
For real.
Yeah, it's a real deal.
Man, that is a silly name for a mountain.
What's the biggest life form on the planet, do you think?
Some kind of whale.
Think differently. Change your thinking.
Oh.
Life form.
I would say like a underground fungus or something. Or a mushroom.
Kind of close. You're getting close.
Like a mushroom body.
Not underground, though. Underwater.
Oh. Coral reef.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's good. Longest vertical drop is Mount Thor in Baffin, Canada, and it's amazing. It's 4,000 feet drop.
Jesus.
That's amazing.
That's hard to really picture.
It's like 4 minutes before you would die if you jumped or something like that. It's crazy.
What?
It's like 2 minutes or something like
tall,
that.
How tall is Big Pink, the biggest building in Portland? Like, how tall is that?
I don't know. Each floor, well, how many floors is it? 125?
Something like that.
And each floor is probably 12 feet. So that's probably like... Huh.
I don't know. I was just going to say ballpark, just because I'm trying to get a visual on how much 4,000 feet is, you know?
Yeah, that would...
Because I could compare to that, because that's like the tallest thing in my daily life that I see, you know.
I would say... you could probably look up U.S. Bank Tower. How high is it? I say that was probably about 1,000 feet high. 1,200 feet high.
It is 536 feet high.
536 feet high. So this is 8 times that height.
Jesus. And so it's only 42 stories.
Oh, only 42?
It's not 125.
Oh, I thought it was way higher than that. Yeah. Okay. I thought it was way higher. I guess they were just living in a little dink-ass town. That's what, yeah, what we're learning there.
That's what we learned.
All right. So.
But I love our little town on Earth. It's pretty great.
I do too.
Yeah.
And look at there's your little house.
Hey, you grew up there.
Let's park the Kia Rio out all front, right, and you can just run in and grab your stuff.
All right, I'll be right back. I swear.
Okay.
Damn it! Where did I leave that fucking titty magazine? Just kidding. All right. I'm back. I got all my stuff. I got this Xbox.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Looks like you got some porn in there, too.
No, just don't look in my bag, all right?
All right, well, whatever.
This is a scientific anatomy magazine.
All right, let's get to Costco before the senior, the after-school rush hits us.
Drive.
All right, so let's see. We need to get some, like, what are we getting? Burritos?
Getting burritos.
Pretzel.
Gonna get some pretzels. I'm gonna get a bunch of spinach and a bunch of ground beef. Yeah,
like ground beef and spinach.
Yeah,
canned spinach.
No,
fresh spinach in the Kia Rio.
Yeah. Well,
all right. Cool.
No, I forgot to tell you that I had a mini fridge installed.
All right.
In the
well,
back.
You go in and get the membership and you just get it.
You get the membership.
No,
I want fresh spinach.
I'd prefer you to get your name involved in it.
I don't feel comfortable with that.
$50
for
your membership.
I need to wear a disguise when I go to Costco.
There's a guy leaving that looks like he has about a bunch of burritos and got a little bit of spinach with him too. Let's just hit him with the Kia Rio just real gently.
You know what, Craig?
We don't want to hurt him. We just want to knock him down.
Let's just do that.
Real quick here.
No.
We don't have to go in and sign up at all.
Craig, you gotta
go. I'm gonna do it right now.
We gotta go. I can't have you be hitting people with Kia Rios,
Craig.
Look at
him. He looks like a jerk. He looks like a jerk.
Yeah, he does.
Look at all those burritos,
but he's got
Spencer.
Good taste in food.
Look at those.
That's exactly what we would have gotten.
That's exactly.
So that could be us.
Hit him with the car.
No.
Just give it the gas, Spencer.
What if he's going to do a podcast with his friend?
Just give it the gas.
I refuse.
That'll be a great podcast with the friend lamenting the parking lot death at Costco.
Yeah.
Podcasters don't go to Costco. Do they?
Well, we're at Costco right now.
Oh,
so.
That's right.
So what do you want
to
get?
The Craig and the Spencer back in the basement would never go to Costco.
I've been to Costco.
I never paid $50 to be a member of it, though.
No, I got a membership because I did work as a production runner.
Oh, so you can just go back in and renew your membership.
Oh, I can?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll just wait in the car.
No, you're coming in, dude. You're fucking coming in. You can't send me to Costco alone.
All right. Well, before we go into Costco, I want to make two things absolutely clear. First of all, I'm going to get one of those gross fucking hot dogs before we leave that they serve and that everybody goes on to our Instagram and our Facebook and whatever that noise is
in
the background.
Sounds like tea.
Oh, it's the pipes.
That was like a drill for a second.
I thought it was the Kia Rio losing pressure, but good thing we're on the planet already.
Go.
We got to get her sealed up. Maybe I'll just take the Kia Rio around to the Costco auto maintenance port and just drop it off there and see if they can do what they can do for
it. All right, I'll grab food. You do that.
All right, everybody, and we'll be back in orbit pretty soon with our next episode of Idiots in Space. And what are we going to cover next? Who knows? Probably like the asteroid belt, unless that's not exciting enough, and then we'll cover that in something else.
Man, I'm glad I brought my Xbox.
Yeah, well, you're going to pay attention and learn about space.
Yeah.
Because you love science.
Yeah, I think I'd rather just... check Instagram.
Love science.
I do love science.
And there's no Instagram past the asteroid belt.
Actually, they just updated the...
There's nothing out there. No. If we can't upgrade the Kia Rio, there's no Instagram past the asteroid belt. And no Xbox Live either.
damn it.
Yeah. So you're just going to be playing your fucking two or three discs that you brought, and
that's
the rest
fine.
Of it's all just
going to
be.
That's fine.
Yeah. Hope you enjoy, like, whatever that is. Like
Half-Life.
Yeah.
Half-Life 2.
It's not Half-Life and Half-Life 2. It looks like it's windboarding, like, surfs up and some fucking super lame, like, NBA 2005.
No.
Live 2005 and a couple surfboarding video games.
Nope.
Maybe a snowboard game in there, too. Those are pretty fun, though.
Those are pretty fun, actually.
Yeah, actually.
SSX Tricky or whatever.
Yeah, maybe it's a Hot Wheels game.
All right, cool. All right, I'm excited for the asteroid belt. That'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to throw in some other fun stuff, too.
I think we should get an extra coat of paint on the Kia Rio,
though. Yeah, probably. I feel like maybe a red or a purple.
And I mean,
for
like
the
asteroid belt, that's going to be rough. Should we spray it with some, like, non-ding?
They're not very close together. I think we'll be fine.
Oh, shit.
It's not what we think. Not what you're thinking. Yeah, okay. Don't be afraid. It'll be fine.
All right, cool.
All right. Well, we'll see everybody next time.
Bye.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.